The city of Detroit represents the largest municipal bankruptcy in American history. The city has been carrying more than $18 billion in debt and is now on a path to avoiding having to repay much of that debt to more than 100,000 creditors. But while Detroit stands to be the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history for now, it may lose that distinction sometime during the next decade. That's because Chicago, Illinois appears to be slipping down the same road toward insolvency. As pointed out by The Economist magazine, the Windy City also has a structural deficit, seemingly unmanageable pension obligations, and poor credit worthiness. The city lost 200,000 people during the decade leading up to the 2010 census. Last November, its financial condition was downgraded 3 notches by Fitch Ratings, largely because Illinois lawmakers failed to resolve key issues regarding the city's debt burden. Chicago is also associated with more general obligation debt per head than any of the 10 largest cities except for New York, and its pension funds have a combined shortfall of at least $20 billion. This year, it will face a pension payment cliff when it must pay $600 million to the police and firemen pension funds. That represents about a fifth of its annual operating budget. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.